Villa Breakfast.
I got a text!
A Beat Breakfast Love Island podcast.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm back. I missed last week again.
Rachel is back.
I'm always on my holidays. I'm always on my holidays.
She's always leaving me.
But I am back and I am... I don't know whether I'm tired of Love Island or whether it's just been a little bit boring the last couple of nights.
Do you think?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just not in the headspace for it because I've been catching up. I haven't been watching it every night. I'm like watching three or four at a time.
I've been going for my evening swims and then I have to catch up the next day. So it's a bit like disconnected or disjointed, whatever the word is.
Yeah, messy.
But I feel like it's nearly a job to watch it, but I am enjoying it. So it shouldn't feel like that, but I getcha.
Yeah, so we're what? We're almost 4 weeks into it now.
Yes.
Who's up there? Who's at the top at the moment?
I still love Lorenzo.
I think I said it last week. He's just Hugh Grant in Bridget Jones. He just doesn't care.
Yeah.
I love him.
But I feel like he's growing and learning. And
he is.
He's becoming a better person, a better version of himself.
I was a little bit iffy about him and how he spoke with Yasmin.
When
you
want
to get into that. A couple of nights ago when he was saying like he loves like the drama, the chase.
Oh, yeah, red flag. But I feel like he was throwing that out there to see maybe what she was thinking or what she
Yeah,
was
I like her.
I do, but is she really into him? I don't think they're bothered about each other. I said this last week and I still am yet to be proven wrong. Like, I just don't think they care about each other.
No, I think they're just there for the fun.
And I think Yaz just wanted Aiden to come out of the woodwork and be like, I love you, it's always been you. I think it was a test and he kind of failed, but now he's coming back.
He's all over her.
Yeah.
He's all over her. I think we can't start this off without discussing Aiden and Tina.
Where did that come from? It was over before it started, I think.
I actually texted one of the girls last night and I said, Tina is what Geordie Shore needed 10 years ago. Not what Love Island needs today. She's the same age as me.
Is she? She doesn't feckin' look it.
I think I just look 12.
No, I just think we look normal and they are ridiculously aging themselves. They need to get out of that sun.
Out of the sun,
because they're being baked.
Hope they're in their factor 50.
They're not. They're oiling up.
No.
Crisping up.
No. I think she came in all guns blazing thinking everyone's going to love me, blah, 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 blah. And then...
But I thought Cav really fancied her. I was like, what are you doing? You have Jasmine.
He did.
And then he kind of left her.
What are we thinking about Jasmine and Cavan?
Oh, they're fighting a lot.
Fighting a lot for the fact that he was only saying a couple of episodes ago he was considering making it exclusive.
Yeah.
But it's strange.
I think he is trying to see where her head is at. That he's like... You know, he's almost sabotaging it because he's like upset that she possibly is interested in Lorenzo.
She will end up back with Lorenzo.
Where she belongs.
Lorenzo.
Get them back.
And even I'm down all these rabbit holes on TikTok and they're saying like, even look at the way that producers are editing it. And like if Lorenzo says something, then they'll go for Jasmine's reaction.
Yeah. Even the way he waved up on the terrace.
The little wave.
Aoife sent me a TikTok and it was like, Princess Jasmine and Aladdin, and it was like cut to them and I was like, they're very similar.
They are. I can see them. I would imagine we'll have a recoupling later on in the week.
Okay, yeah.
And if we could see Aiden, if the boys are picking, we could see Aiden pick Yasmin.
Leave Lorenzo picking Jasmine. But I like Cav, so I wouldn't like to see him leave, but I don't know who else would be for him.
Yeah, he's just that much younger than the rest of them. He's only 21.
But I think he's very like mature. He's a head screwed on.
Really? He looks like Dean Wicks from EastEnders.
I don't know who that is.
He looks like
him. I'll Google.
We'll Google
insert,
it.
Insert a picture
of Dean Wicks from EastEnders. He hasn't been in it in like 20 years, but he looks like him.
Okay.
He looks like him.
Oh, I would
and
be sad
I just
about that.
I can't warm to him or Aiden.
Oh.
I don't know what it is.
It's Aiden. He's polluting the waters.
Another couple that have somehow found their way back to each other this week is Mika and Samraj.
I do kind of love them.
Really?
And I do think she was honest that she like sabotages herself and she like was like, no, this is going too quick. And they really did like each other and then she like cut it off and then she regretted it. I think that's true. And it happens.
Yeah, I think she was very mature about the situation. Again, considering she's only 21.
Yes. I keep forgetting she's 21. Yeah, bless her. I like that bless they're kind her. Of come back together. Yeah. I do feel bad for Priya, but I also don't really like Priya.
I don't. I'm Priya is not a girl's girl.
The way I said that so many times when I was listening back to the episode last week, I said, must have said girl's girl about 50 times.
I know, and I feel like a pain saying it, but you know what I mean? She's
yeah,
not.
I want the girls to have each other's backs and be loyal babes. But she's not really. She's like out for herself. And even the way she like spoke to the lads, she's like, am I not beautiful? Like, tell me I'm not the most beautiful girl in here. I'm like, shut up.
It's a lot.
It's very pick me.
But you know what I don't know a lot about most of them.
The girls or anyone?
Any of them in there. Like, I know nothing about them.
Yeah, I wish we got a little more of like the candid kind of non-produced... Yeah. Shots or like
Now saying that, I haven't seen any of the unseen bits yet. I've only seen the clips on TikTok.
Yeah, I've seen a few like impressions and that sort of thing, but like, but
I want to see a little bit more personality and less.
Maybe we need more dates with that. We could find out more stuff.
We've only had one date so far,
yeah,
which was Sean and Lola.
Yeah,
how are we feeling about them at the moment?
I do like them. And obviously in the last episode, we discussed him saying that he was in love. Now they haven't said it to each...
They have said it to each other.
They have said it to each other. But, and I was like, oh, I hope they are in love. I hope it's not puppy love. But he's been like saying a few mad things this week. Like, oh, have I closed it off too early?
Yes.
You know, what else? He's...
Yeah,
I just like dropping a few things, like maybe he's kind of regretting his decision.
It was very early for them.
Very early.
Very, very early for them. And I suppose even I was just scrolling on Twitter and on TikTok and they were saying they're not even participating in the games and the challenges because they're closed off. Like even the kissing challenge, he was giving all the girls threes and fours. And then as soon as he knew which one was Lola, he was giving it a 10.
Yeah.
The heart rate challenge this week, he was just sitting back with his hands behind his back, whereas even the rest of the lads were like living their dream.
But I thought that was a bit unfair because he was sitting back like not really giving the girls much like hype or just even being like, yes, whatever. Yeah. And then when he was doing his dance,
he
was all over them. How is that fair? Yeah. Like, you can raise their heart rate, but you're just going to restrain yourself and, like, not play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I don't like that.
No, me neither. Talking about the heart rate challenge, we will go through the results of who got each other's heart racing the most.
I'm going to take a sip of tea.
So, Aiden's heart rate was raised the most by Ellie.
Makes sense. He's obsessed with her.
I don't think that man knows his arse from his elbow. One minute it's Yasmin, one minute it's Tina.
I don't think he ever liked Tina.
I think he'll go back to Ellie. He'll try and go back to Ellie.
Really?
I don't think she'll take him back, but I think he'll try.
Oh, God. I actually don't think my heart could take that again. I can't watch that again.
Simba's heart rate was raised the most by Angelista.
Thank God.
Yes. And Samraj's heart rate was raised the most by Mika. Finley's heart rate was raised the most by Tina.
Very random.
Very random. What do we make of Finley?
I like him. But do we see enough of him to maybe...
I think maybe he's a dote.
I think so too. But I hope like we're not
accent.
Reading him. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I don't want to kind of infantilize him. Is that the word? Like baby him?
Yeah. Okay.
But he is very cute.
He is cute.
There's nothing else going on, but he's cute.
I'd love to squeeze his cheeks.
They are very cute. Tommy, Fitzy, Kevin and Lorenzo's heart rate was raised the most by Jasmine.
Not surprised.
They all look fantastic. I'd be mortified. I couldn't do it.
Part of me thinks I would love to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I could do it.
Because they all do it and they're like, I wish I could do it again. Like, it must be really fun.
Yeah, but then it's on telly for the rest of the world to see
that.
And it can never go away. Why? I wonder why they did it on chairs this year, not the fire pit.
They did it, I think, last year as well. But is it more space? I don't really know.
Maybe. Do you remember, was it All Stars this last year when Curtis was like took a slide and they all went falling around the place?
That was good.
Okay, boys then. So Ellie, Mika and Priya's heart rate was raised the most by Samraj.
Okay, yeah.
Look at him with his little Clark Kent phone.
Yeah, I was surprised by him.
He looks good. He looks high fashion model, which he is. Lola's heart rate was raised the most by Fitzy.
Yeah.
Angelista's heart rate was raised the most by Simba. Tina's heart rate was raised the most by Finley.
That's weird.
It's a very weird pairing.
But they've raised it for each other.
Yes.
Are we missing something?
I don't know. And then Jasmine and Yasmin's heart rate was raised the most by Lorenzo. So Lorenzo and Jasmine raised each other's heart rates the most.
Yes.
Wouldn't you be mortified to be one of the girls who didn't raise anyone's heart rate?
I'd have to leave immediately. Pack my bags.
Pack your bags.
You're out.
Give me my water bottle. I'm out. I'm out.
Sorry, can we discuss Tommy's dance? Whatever you want to go.
I'd rather not.
What he did to Ellie deserves jail.
I was so scared she was going to break her back. I was like, do they have the order room all to wait outside? I was like, we're going to A&E.
Like, that was not sexy. That was scary.
It looked like, do you remember Dancing on Ice when they used to do the headbanger thing and they threw each other around? And also, I don't even know if I want to say this out loud, but what he did to Jasmine.
What did he do to Jasmine? I think I was watching it like this.
He said something and she said, what are you going to do, spit in my mouth or something? And he said, yeah, I am.
But she never said, go on, do it. Which he said to the lads and now got her in trouble with Cav.
Yeah.
That was a lie. That was a lie, Tommy.
That was a lie, Tommy.
That was a lie. Watch yourself.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
I think was he embarrassed? And he was like, yeah.
A little bit. I'd say he just kind of ran with it and kind of lost track of himself. Which I'm sure you do in the moment. I want to know, if you were to be on Love Island after the Heart Rate Challenge, what song would you want to dance to?
Ooh, I actually have thought about this it comes on. I would like a bit of Rude Boy, or I would like something Beyonce, like 6 Inch Heels.
Okay.
If you know, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I was going to sing it for you. It's not going to be the same. What would you do?
I would go for Circus by Britney Spears.
Oh, that's a really good one.
Yeah, it's in my gym playlist and I love it.
Or Rihanna. Is it called Birthday Cake or just Cake?
Don't know it.
Cake.
I have no cake, so we're grand. We are recording this Thursday morning and the end of Wednesday night's episode, we were shown our favourite girl and our favourite boy, which was voted as Ellie and Lorenzo, voted for by the public. What do we make of that?
I think that checks out. I absolutely love Lorenzo and I think he is becoming a better person. So we're seeing another side of him and yeah.
I think he's just pure entertainment.
I just love
pure
so
entertainment.
Much. And Ellie, that checks out as well. She's a lovely girl.
She is. She's standing her ground. She got a bit heated a couple of nights ago, but absolutely 100% she was in the right, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Tommy is an idiot.
And we have 6 Islanders at risk of being dumped. They are Aiden, Tommy and Simba, Tina, Lola and Priya. One boy and one girl will be dumped, and that is up to Ellie and Lorenzo.
Okay, I wonder. I mean, I know who I would want to go out with.
Me too.
Who would you go for?
I would get rid of Tommy and either Tina or Priya.
Yeah, I would go with Tommy and Priya. Bye. Yeah.
I think Ellie will get rid of Tommy.
And probably Tina.
Yeah. So,
so
obviously, if she gets rid of Tommy, Simba still has a really strong connection with Angelista, and Aiden, I don't know who he potentially could rekindle things with. Yasmin, I think he's like a dog with a bone waiting for Ellie.
Yeah. And Lola was in there.
I'm
very surprised by that.
I'm not. I don't think she gets the airtime. And I don't think we know enough about her as a person on her own apart from Sean.
Sean.
Fitzy. Giving him his full government name.
Who's Sean? I don't know Sean.
Full government name. So I am thinking Tommy and either Tina or Priya.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I hate to say hopefully, but hopefully.
What are your feelings towards Simba?
I don't know. Did he get away too lightly with the whole Angelista thing? I feel like they're back on track and...
Very quickly.
Yeah. And I don't know. Do I want it to come back up again? But I just feel like he hasn't really learned his lesson, has he?
I'm not a big fan of him in the first place.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe a little test for them and then she can see his true colours.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see a man go in for her. Not a boy, a man.
A man. Yeah, a man. That's what I would like to see as well.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to see
other than that? I want a game. I want a challenge. I want something fun. There's too much he said, she said.
Yeah.
I want a bit of crack.
Yeah. There has been a few games.
Yeah, but they're all serious, like kiss the leg of the partner who blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Give me like a, I don't know, give me an egg and spoon race. Something fun.
I'd actually love to see that.
Sports day. Villa Sports Day.
That would be really good. Producers.
If you're listening, Villa Sports Day.
I would love that.
Just something to show. I want to see a bit more personality.
Yeah.
Because they all genuinely seem like normal enough people.
Is there anyone you, I don't want to say hate?
Not that I hate.
Or don't trust.
I don't trust Tommy.
Do you trust Samraj? Why did he try and kiss Priya in bed if he knew that Mika was
and
the one for him?
And he said they had a very intimate night.
I thought they had sex. I actually thought the way their bed sheets were going.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They just said they were like intensely shifting.
Jesus Christ. Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Yeah, I would love to see one bombshell come in on their own, whether it be a boy or a girl, come in this week and just rock the place. I want someone with pure star quality. Charlene.
No, I said this last week. I've given up.
I too.
She was at feckin' Lewis Capaldi the other night.
Yeah, and she was at Olivia Dean when I was there.
That's enough.
That's enough. Charlene, you got all our hopes up.
Yeah. I would have just appreciated if you told me and then I could just move on. But look, sure, we're here now.
We're here now. And we'll be back next week.
We'll be back next
Charlene,
week.
Charlene, keep us on speed dial.
Villa Breakfast.
I got a text!
A Beat Breakfast Love Island podcast.